This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. You know what I just thought about, Hugh? This is the final weekend without Phillies baseball until hopefully November.
Yeah.
But at least I would think October, at the bare minimum September, a long time, whatever it is. It's a long time that we will go without Phillies baseball each and every weekend. Can't wait for opening day on Thursday. We'll do a lot of Phillies stuff coming up next week. Your calls here in a minute on Micah. And, of course, we need your help to finish out the full first round of the bracket of Hughes. Before we hand it off to afternoon today, we'll go over all the first round winners, today's winners, and what our bracket looks like heading into round two next week. But Hugh, we had the different podcast tours this offseason. At one point, it was the A.J. Brown tour. He was on every podcast you could have. And now we have, apparently, the Devontae Smith podcast tour. I thought a couple things he said were really interesting. One thing was funny. Let's listen to Devontae talking about his relationship with Jalen Hurts. The two of them obviously have known each other a long time.
Talk to me about you and Jalen's relationship.
So it was two reasons I went to Alabama. Jalen was one reason, and Coach Burns was the other reason. You know, every time I went up there, I was with Jalen. I knew Jalen, I knew Shy. It was the only two people I knew. So just being there, I was comfortable with him knowing that, okay, if I do go, he's going to be the quarterback. He's somebody I can relate to, somebody I have a relationship with. So I was like, okay, I'm cool there. And then it was just like, it's football. We two guys had the same mindset. Like, we're here to dominate. We here to play football, win with all the extra stuff. And I think that's why the relationship was so good and the conversations that we have, whether it's uncomfortable conversations or not, like, don't nobody get in their feelings because we have that relationship. And I think when I got drafted to Philly, man, I was happy as hell. Like, I got my dog here, you know. I know he was vouching for me. And it was just like, we about to pick up where we left off. It made me more comfortable being with him, someone that, you know, I had that relationship with. I kind of had a connection to. And just knowing that if I don't got nothing else in this city, I know I got him.
You know what I like about that? That's how you talk about your quarterback when you're on podcasts.
Well, I mean, they went to school together.
Well, but now what I was referencing you was obviously, you know, that AJ's giggling about
Hurts
him.
Was
not
supposed to be the father or the godfather of AJ's kid.
They're supposed to be best friends.
That should supersede going to school together.
Understand. I knew exactly when I heard it. I knew where we were going.
Talk nice about your quarterback.
I knew where we were going. Their relationship is more complicated than that. And we've all been in situations like that. We as adults, and I'm speaking to the adults out there, We have relationships that we maintain, even though if we had a choice, we probably wouldn't want to. But for whatever reason, whether it be a work relationship or a family member or something, you have a level of respect or decorum for that situation, even though it's really, really tough.
Sure.
And that's what it sounds like with Jalen and AJ. It probably started out kumbaya in the beginning. And as you meander through it, some things happen. And as guys, because I mean, I do it in my day-to-day life. You adjust the way that you deal, or you feed somebody. We used to call it feeding with a long-handled spoon. Like, you still fool with them, but you feed them with the long-handled spoon. And every now and then, that spoon handle might get, as I do it, I'm getting ready for when we go on TV. We about to do the YouTube thing. So I get ready for it, the spoon might get longer, but we still cool. But we just don't break bread like we used to.
Keep a distance.
Almost. Yeah, yeah.
So I understand that, but I don't. Maybe I'm reading into it too much. When the part
no,
where
you're
he,
not.
The,
you're
but,
not.
But the part where he talked about sometimes we could have uncomfortable conversation. No one gets in their feelings.
Yes.
So what the way I took it is that it seems like sometimes the quarterback and the receivers are going to bark at each other, right?
Yes.
Like that's football. That when it happens, Jalen and Devontae move
our
on next play.
Our relationship supersedes all of that.
Move on next
and
play.
And that's who, when you see him on the sideline, that's who the Slim Reaper has been since day one.
So you know what it tells me?
What's that?
There's one person is the common denominator, yet one relationship is different than the other.
Yes, AJ.
That tells me AJ's the one who gets in his feelings when they have issues.
AJ's an emotional guy, though, and you know that. And that's why, again, you have to handle AJ a little differently. Like, you can't – it's just like a coach, man. You can't handle every relationship the same. Some relationships need a little bit more water, more cultivating than others. And that's what AJ is. AJ is that guy that, you know how, as a man, and I'm not picking on women, but as a man, we have relationships that stand the test of time. Like you might have a friend that you went to high school with, Joe, that you'll see him and you might not have talked to him for years. But you automatically pick up where you left off at.
Yep.
And you talk like you've talked the other day. For some people, when you don't talk to them for a while,
you lose.
They compartmentalize that and be like, yo, I ain't heard from you. Why are you acting like we? It's different. And that's how it is. That seems to me like that's more AJ. AJ's more day to day. Like you know, when you walk in a room with some people, you got to check their temperature. You know, we work with some cats. Sometimes they speak. Sometimes they don't. And then you just get to the point where you're like, well, hell, if you running hot and cold, I ain't got time to deal with all that. So I'm going to go ahead and just do what I do and let, whenever you speak, I might speak. I might adopt your way. I might speak whenever I feel like it, just like you do. I mean, but that's just how it is. That's just how some people are wired.
Well, they are. All right, let's listen to this one. Devontae talking about Darius. I thought this was really cool. You know, Darius, I think, morphed more as he got older into a leader. Player, a leadership in a leadership role, and this was cool how he helped Devontae become the player he is now.
Slay, like that's my OG.
Yeah,
like, when I first came into the league, going against Slay every day, you know, it was rough. Slay told me every route I was finna run, how he knew I was finna run it, why, what I was doing that was like giving it away. So like he the one that really like showed me like you have to be on everything. It's little stuff that you do that you don't know that you're doing that's telling every route you're finna run. Like, it came to a point I was running routes. Like, I was at the top of my route, and Slay was calling the route out. Oh, stop route. Slant. And they was just like, what am I doing to let him notice? And, like, he walked me through it. And I think that's why I'm so, like, mentally, I feel like I'm so advanced in the game. Like, from a film study to, you know, how a DB is going to press, like, what he's comfortable with, what he's not comfortable with, is probably because of Slay.
When I heard that, it really showed the value of – because we always talk about young players, cheap players, like having some vets around. Because Devontae got in the league and he was a very high-profile college player, right? Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
But even he came in and Slay, a veteran, was like, you got to work on this stuff. I know what you're doing there.
Yeah. I mean, it made me think of Troy when Donovan got here. And Troy was excited because he was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to take the young cat to task. And him and Troy used to go at it in practice. And I remember Troy – Vincent and Irving Fryer going at it in practice. And you talk about two people, man, that when they went at it, Like they got after each other. And that's what it is, man. We used to call it iron sharpening iron. Me and Trey. I used to beat Trey Thomas like a drum. I got to point that out every time we talk about that. But that's what it is, man. You, even though you're an elite player, you're at the highest level, you still need that competitive spirit. You still need that fire, and you always try to get better. Even though I used to always complain about Trey in practice and some of the stuff that he would work on that you would never do in the game, it helped make me a better player because – when Trey used to jump set me, I used to get mad because he was just trying to win the rep.
Sure.
But by Trey jump setting me, it helped me hone the skill of when I saw a tackle jump, because it's all about time, and they go one, two, three, and then they punch. So I could see the punch and I would jump inside, and if you catch it right and you catch somebody when they're in their punch, they can't recover from
that. Because the balance is off.
Because they're off balance. So and it just made it easier, man. But that's what it is, man. When you have that kind of person that works with you every day and is competing with you every day, that's what you want in practice. That's why, you know, you hear teams talk about getting a guy or getting two people at the same position, because they want to push each other. They want to make each other better. That's what it is. And you can say what you want about Slay as far as tackling and everything, but I haven't had anybody say anything bad about him as far as a teammate is concerned.
Oh, especially the DBs. They loved him. I mean, they really appreciated what he was. All right, last one here from Devontae on his podcast tour. I always like the stories about players that they come across buttoned up, because to me, Saquon comes across very professional, very buttoned up, but there's a competitor inside. Obviously, we saw it this year. Listen to Devontae talking about Saquon and what he does sometimes while he plays.
With Saquon, he be over to growling. So when he growling,
growls?
Like, yeah, like he in that mode. When he go to growling, whole different animal, man. And when he went to growling, he ran the dude over. It was just like, okay. He was just out there talking like, keep giving it to me. Keep giving the ball. Keep giving the ball. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be one of them ones. So then when he was like, he didn't want to get the record, I'm like, you did all that huffing and puffing to get here. Now you don't want to get the record.
Growling. I wouldn't. Would you have pegged Saquon for a growler? I would not have.
No.
You ever know anyone that growled? John Randall barked, didn't he?
John, man, listen.
John Randall used to trash talk with the best of them.
I remember a friend of mine played at Carolina, and he was telling me a story about, I forgot who the guard he was playing with. But John was out there, and they were playing, Carolina, he was playing against the Minnesota Vikings. And he said all of a sudden, John just looked at the guard and was like, did you call me the N-word? And he was like, no. He was like, yes, you did. I heard you. You said it. Oh, how about, like, and my friend Brandon was like, man, he went off. Like, he really said it. In his mind, he really said it. And he said, after he did that, man, he said, John just went off.
He created something to get angry. Yeah.
He was like, what you call me? And he's like, what? What are you talking? And when he said it, the dude was just, he was taken aback because he didn't say it. And, you know, that's not what you want to say to somebody.
Of course not.
So John
that's said, a mess, yeah.
He said John went on a one-man wrecking crew.
So the context clues from that Saquon story, because Devontae said he was going for the record, or he refused to go. That's the Giants game, right?
Oh, sure.
So when he was growling.
At Giants.
At Giants.
And then he didn't go for the his personal record, I guess it was?
Yeah, or the...
I think it was. It was, I remember. It was October, and then him and Sirianni sat down, and he said, let the young guys play.
So that was against the Giants.
And he's out there growling. Because he just, Saquon comes across as so buttoned up, level-headed. I look at him as a very professional. I wouldn't think he's growling.
Right. But the way Devontae tells it is, and, you know, we figured going into that game, Saquon's going to be extra motivated. It's his former
team. It's a Giant game.
He sure was.
Yeah, and he dominated. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We do have an Eagles move, or at least an ex-Eagle on the move. Avante Maddox to the Detroit Lions.
I will remember you.
Going to miss Avante here? I like Avante. I mean, I'm not going to miss this version of him. I think he's replaceable, but... He did make a bad away in the Super Bowl. Remember, when he
the
was
biggest play of the game, some say.
Well, that's how you knew the game was lopsided. Like he hadn't made a big play in a while, and he's out there just swatting the passes down for Mahomes.
He's kind of messed up by you.
Well, no, I liked Devontae.
You know the game's lopsided when Devontae makes a play.
How many plays did he make this year before that?
He was actually getting cooked.
Right, early in the season.
Remember when he was talking to Mike Evans about Fortnite?
Yeah.
When he was getting burnt?
That when the Eagles defense wasn't good?
Yeah.
Way back
yeah,
in September.
Like, that's when you knew we needed the vibe
that's
change.
Not a, yeah, you need it. That's not a good conversation to be having when you're getting your butt kicked.
Yeah. He was a really good Eagle, though. Good draft pick in, what was he, third or fourth
third
round?
Third or fourth.
In 2018?
And he was good in 2022.
Oh, he really he was great. But then when he got hurt and then he came back, I always liked Devontae Maddox. So he's off to the Detroit Lions. Let's go to the phone lines here. Tyler in Delaware.
Yo, Midday Show family. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Tyler, what's up, pal?
Hey, look at how far this show has come. We have tongue-tied Hugh and the Threadament rubbing off on the morning show.
You really are, I mean, you did.
Are you talking about Seltzer?
Yeah, Seltzer. Seltzer took inspiration from you.
Well, I look at it more like, you know, Seltzer wasn't running. He don't run the point a whole lot. So it was a little different. You know, and it's Friday. You got the fact in a Friday.
Yeah, of course. And he just wanted to be like Hugh Douglas. I mean,
is that what it was?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Tyler, what are you thinking here on Micah?
Well, let me say this. Hugh, that not that friendly shirt that you have on, you are such a misunderstood
Wait a minute.
Person.
You can see that. I forgot we on.
He's not that friendly, though.
We forgot.
No, is that what your shirt says today? Not that friendly? Yeah, I see it now.
They only posted that one clip on YouTube.
Oh, I forgot.
But I heard
I
it in the car, and then I went and saw it. Yeah. So, no, but you said that you wanted to know if I'm going to long talk. I'm going to long talk briefly, but I'm going to tie it and put a bow on it.
Okay,
go for
right?
it. You got
so,
it.
So Joe asked, do I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? And I know this Hugh went home yesterday in the bracket of Hughes. But in the words of Reverend Hugh, to the flock, to the congregation, as Bishop Bullwinkle sung.
The Hugh Hive.
Hell no to the to no, the, no,
Bishop
no.
Bullwinkle. I never heard
no.
that one. That song.
Hell to the no. To the no, no,
oh, man.
No.
When I heard that, I listened to that about 18 times. That was so funny. And then he remixed it.
Oh.
Like a couple times, Bishop Bullwinkle. Yeah, he remixed that thing.
Listen, I've got four key reasons why, Joe, and hopefully by the end you'll be on the same page.
Okay, I'm listening.
First of all, why would Howie trade for another player on defense that they couldn't pay like Josh Sweat or Milton Williams? He's on the final year of his deal, and as you said it yourself, Joe, when we were trying to get Myles Garrett, since Mike is 6 years younger, he's going to need more money than what Myles Garrett got.
Yep.
I took this straight from NBC Sports. Myles Garrett's deal works out to $160 million in new money over the next 4 years. That's $40 million per year for a pass rusher. We still got to pay Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and then pay Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. So you'd be strapping yourself, giving up all those assets, and then still having to pay him after. That's one. Number two. Micah Parsons is upset because his quote on quote home squad in the Eagles is thriving while he is suffering in the insufferable area that is Dallas in Jerry World. If you go back to when Micah got drafted, he said he didn't want to be in Philadelphia when he was drafted. So he's already throwing shade. And I know we love petty people here, but that's not the kind of petty that I want on my football team talking about your home city when you used to play at Penn State. Number three, Micah Parsons has been a me, myself, and I type of player. He's not a leader like Kyle said. He's not a team type guy. And as we saw last year, culture matters. What kind of locker room you have at NovaCare matters. What made us great and as great as we were last season was the fact that we played together as a unit. As you always say, that dog going hunt, all them dogs were hunting. And Micah does not play the run well, Joe. He's talked bad about Jalen as a QB1 more than once. We got audio proof of that. And while Parsons is out here stat hunting, and as great of a singular player as he is, we want that mentality to be team first. Everyone eats. It's not worth that distraction. And last but not least, because I took note of you too, Joe, you got that sharp black Let's Hunt playoff hoodie on.
That's right.
I want to hunt too, Joe. So taking into account Chris's opening phone call being from Penn State and Terrence's phone call a couple calls ago.
And the Archbishop Wood guy.
Yes. I would throw this out to you all, and you guys tell me what you think. We want an amazing difference maker who's young, but who's going to help us with the cap situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Howie use the draft capital that we have to get Abdul Carter. He would be on a rookie deal. He would not have the baggage of Dallas, no podcast, none of the distraction. It saves us money, and he can be part of the cohesive championship, not loser mentality, championship culture that is with these Thundercats at NovaCare on defense, while Jerry Jones can wait until the latest possible moment to overpay Micah, and then he can get older and rot down there in Big Game.
All right, so Tyler, of all the callers today, you probably make the most concise and best points.
Very concise.
Yeah, to get me against this, all right? So Tyler, but I'm gonna channel one of the Hughes. I'm too dug in, Tyler. It doesn't even matter you made good points. I'm too dug in. Tyler, are you ready for your matchup of Hughes?
Bring it on, Jack.
All right, here we go. A four seed in our bottom left region, Discount Douglas, going up against Hero Hugh, who a couple weeks ago talked about going out to Vegas to help someone who was in some trouble.
The Dawn. Yeah. What was the name? The lady that sang for En Vogue. I was about to go dust my cape off.
He was going to jump in his truck and drive across country. Who do you like better, Discount Douglas or Hero Hugh?
I tell you what, y'all. This is an excellent 4-13 matchup. Discount Douglas is very similar to Bargain Hugh.
Yep, he is.
Where he's trying to get the deal. So, y'all, I'm pulling the 13-4 upset. Give me the Hero Hugh. We need a hero on this Friday.
Hey, yeah, Dawn Robinson. I was about to go get her.
Madness has arrived. Tyler, have a great weekend. Hero Hugh.
Yeah, I was
moving
about to go
on.
Get Dawn Robinson in Vogue. Oh, yeah, I was about to go get her. Do you know how many people have offered to give her a home rent free since that happened?
Was that your part of your plan?
I was going to let her stay with me.
Okay.
She was definitely going to stay with me.
Take credit.
I took care of her. Went to work every day. I'd probably cook too.
You're going to cook? What are you making?
I didn't say it was going to taste good. you don't understand. All the old heads around my age, they remember when that video came out, Hold On To Your Love. All they had on was the video.
I'm going to watch it during the
was
break.
Like they just had on black dresses. That's it. And they changed so many people's lives. Because they were like, who is that? And boy, she was fine as frog. Well, she's still fine as frog here. I'd have went and got Dawn. I'd have went.
You still can.
I'm sorry, but I'd have went and got
you. Got a whole weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. As I watch, Hold On. I'm going to watch the official music video on a little break here. On the other side, we got a long.
See
we got
the
a
one
lot
on the right.
I got the volume on. I'm pulling a Hugh. I got to take that volume off before everyone hears that. All right,
high volume Hugh. Yeah. Next year's bracket. Yeah.
All right, we have to get to a story that indicates just how long Hugh Douglas has really been washed for. More evidence washed up today on how long Hugh's been washed for. But first, we have to get to another Philly athlete on a podcast. I mean, these guys have to stop. This one oozes delusion. Your favorite DJ, he spoke. 215-592-9494. We have one matchup of the Hughes left today. We'll throw it at you next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on Micah Parsons. Would you want an Eagles uniform? The Cowboys still have not made any substantial progress on a deal. I don't know what they're doing. I never know. And if they're willing to trade him or they're realizing they can't sign him, if I'm Howie, I'm calling. I'm trying to get him to Philadelphia. Would you want Micah on the Eagles? We'll get back to your phone calls, and we will find out. We got some new information this morning on just when Hugh Douglas became washed. You know, because we know he is now, but like when did Hugh really become washed? So we got new info on that. But first, Hugh, your favorite backup catcher, Garrett Stubbs, appeared on the Philly show with Todd Zielecki and Jim Salisbury and, of course, Ruben Amaro. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, and this actually, I think, a stand-up job by him. I think they scheduled him before he was sent down to AAA.
Mm-hmm. So he manned up.
I could have seen where he's like, listen, I don't know if I want to do it now. But no, he did it. He was on their show. And good listen. Here is Garrett Stubbs with his perspective on being sent down to AAA.
I think that there's different moments that I've had throughout my 10 years in professional baseball where I've happened to me multiple times, and, you know, add this one to the list, but I've seen it happen to other players as well, where the business kind of just bites you in the butt and that ends up being a decision that's made. And sometimes you're get the crap end of the stick, if you will. So this is just one of those moments, and I take it for what it is, as at face value. I don't think that there was any ill will by the organization. In fact, I know there wasn't. It was a business decision that they made. If I was in their shoes, I might make the same decision. In that same sentence, like I said before, we've done a lot of winning. So there also could have been the decision gone the other way. And that's why I come into spring training knowing the situation, but also understanding that maybe there will be a different outcome.
So Hugh, the business decision he's referencing is Garrett Stubbs had options, right? He could be sent to AAA. Rafael Marchand, who's going to be the backup, if they had tried to send him to AAA, he would have been exposed to waiver. So they could have lost Marchand by keeping Stubbs. I think that's what he's referencing with the business part.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think Marchand's probably better.
I think that's what they're probably thinking.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to take a chance of losing him or whatever, so they had to make a tough decision. And unfortunately, you know, like you said, you know, your DJing skills, we can get anybody to DJ.
Yeah, I'm like, again, if
that was cold.
No, I didn't say it exactly that like that. Cold. Again,
that
you are misinterpreting
no,
what
not.
I said.
It's just the irony.
I said on the scale of starting
Joe.
Catcher or DJ, where is he closer to? And everyone listening knows the answer.
Don't try to clean it up.
No, I'm
you
saying what I said.
It the day before he got sit down. You said he was a glorified.
Well, someone was
DJ.
Right, apparently.
No, but
there's a twinge of blaming me for this.
I'm not saying it was a bad take. It was just the irony. It was like a dagger. It was like a sharp dagger.
The twist of the knife. The Joe stabbed him. The Phillies twisted the knife.
I didn't do anything.
He's a glorified DJ. He's going to DJ at AAA. He did say that, though, didn't he? He said he's going to DJ at AAA.
Well, he might. So now let's listen to Garrett Stubbs on the impact, I guess, of losing him or that he had on the clubhouse while he was here.
Yeah, JT came up to me and was like, yeah, the clubhouse took a big hit today. And not only that, you know, that I'm also a good baseball player and help us win performance-wise and with helping guys as far as our pitching staff, too. But, yeah, the clubhouse is obviously where I'm going to miss the most. And I think helped create a winning locker room.
Look, Garrett's a pro, and I'm sure he'll handle AAA well. And if there's an injury, he'll come back, right? But I'm just glad that we're moving past the vibes being the biggest part of the discussion with the Phillies. They made a baseball decision here. Marshawn is a better option to be their backup catcher. Like, that's all. We don't need to sugarcoat this. We don't need to go through the short end of the stick or crap end of the stick. Marshawn's better. It's okay. We could just... And look, if he feels he had a big impact on things, I'm not there. He is. I'm sure he's good with the pitchers and all that. But come on. I mean, I think we're going to survive this.
I understand where he's talking about the business decision, and I get that. You're right. The option thing probably played a decently sized part into why he ended up getting sent down. Where he lost me was that he helps create a winning culture. Because he's not a good baseball player.
He did.
And you're going to tell me that him being the DJ, this is where the DJ stuff is true. If he in his head is like, that is helping this team win, then we've lost the plot.
Bro. Yes, that's how he feels.
I know that's how he feels. I'm telling him he's delusional.
Okay. Let me say this first, because I don't want you getting mad at me on a Friday. I'm not defending Garrett Stubbs, but the locker room dynamic is a little different. It's a little different. And maybe... just maybe, there was something to him being the guy that made everybody in the clubhouse loose.
So what I'm hearing is if this thing struggles this year, it's because Garrett Stubbs isn't here.
I didn't
say
that.
That's where he's going to go.
I didn't say that, but
they lost the DJ. I mean,
listen, guys, if you want ammo for this side of the argument, he's been in the big league 6 years. His teams have gone to the World Series three times.
Well, it was an Astro, right?
Astro twice, and then here.
Now, all I'm saying is this.
Winner.
There are
Garrett Stubbs.
It's like C.J. Gardner-Johnson. That's right. Everywhere he leaves.
Wherever he goes, winning happens.
See, I try to tell y'all about the locker room dynamic, and when I try to break it down for you, you just laugh and giggle at me.
Locker because room dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, because we're going...
a Spotify playlist?
Yeah, you're just going a little too far with it.
No, Joe's going too far with talking about the Spotify.
That's
disrespectful.
Well,
it's more so... to loosen up the guys and
help
them.
I get it. You're going to be the lonely one.
Oh, do you believe? This is gone now.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that... I've never listened to the word. Is this the song that they're talking about? It's the other one.
Can you play Dancing on My Own? He wants to really hone in on the words.
No, dog. Let me tell you. Algorithm. Sometimes when you listen to songs... You like the song, you like the beat, but then sometimes you listen to the lyrics.
And it hits you different.
I was listening to John Legend's Green Light the other day. You know what he's talking about? Do you know what he's talking about when he's talking about Green Light?
I don't know if I can recall the words in my head. I gotta
give me the green light. I'm ready to go right now.
I can guess. here's what you requested.
Good guy.
Well, he's dancing on his own while the person he wants to be with someone else. And
that's creepy.
He's watching them. Yeah,
that's creepy.
Of course.
No, but Green Light is really creepy.
I don't know. Green Light.
You ain't never heard Green Light. Listen to the words. I'm ready to go right now. Give me the green light.
This is why Songbird Hugh moved on today.
How about that D, baby?
No, think about it. Like, I'm listening to the song, and I'm like, hold up. Yeah.
But really, really though, it comes down to Dancing on My Own.
Yeah, JT came up to me and was like, yeah, Clubhouse took a big hit today. And not only that, they know that I'm also a good baseball player and help us win performance-wise.
Last thing on Stubbs. Here's the question. Can they use his playlist when he's not here?
Yeah, probably.
Or is that proprietary? Is that his?
Say he's going to actually make some mixtapes.
He goes, I'm leaving and I'm taking my
mixtapes with me.
You think he leaves the message on red when one of them texts him? Like, can you send us the playlist? Just go, don't
hey,
answer.
Hey, Garrett, hey, could you make me a mixtape?
You're being disrespectful. You're diminishing his career.
I'm following your
this
lead.
Guy's a winning catcher.
Could you make some mixtapes for me and my wife? We're going to the shore this weekend. We want some shore music.
You're being disrespectful.
You bet. I got you.
He's blaming you, though.
This guy's been in the league for 6 years. Okay, he's a 215 hitter. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Copycat
here.
Douglas over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know. Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's going on, man?
Dude, listen, very, very rarely do I disagree with Kyle. But on the Micah Parsons thing, Joe, I got to be on your side. Man,
thank you, Tom. And you should disagree with Kyle more. It's healthy if you do that.
No. Listen, Kyle's on point, man. He's got a lot of good takes, and you know, I'm usually with him. But Joe, I'll tell you what, I don't know how it would be pulled off, but if you could get a talent of Michael Parsons, why wouldn't you? I mean, the guy's a 4-year Pro Bowler. Four years in the league, he's 25 years old. Michael. Where would you go wrong?
You don't even know his name.
Michael Parsons.
You said Michael.
It sounded like Michael, but Tom, Tom, you're cooking. Keep going.
No, you're cooking.
See, they're just being childish because they don't want Parsons.
We're definitely being
25
childish.
Years old, 52 and a half sacks. Let's focus. Yeah.
And I know it's M-I-C-A-J or M-I-K, whatever.
Yep, nailed it yet again.
It doesn't matter what his name is spelled. Go get the quarterback, Micah.
Or Michael or Micha.
Here's the deal, though. In order to, he's not a free agent. He would have to be traded.
Yes, a trade.
What would Dallas want to send us a Micah Parsons to our team this year?
You also might have to pay a division tax where they might not want to send him here, but you got to pay extra to get him.
Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
How about you get real creative and let Howie do this and make it a 3-team trade to where somebody else will give up equity to Dallas, and then we turn around and take Micah from that team.
I'm in. I mean, now I'm not sure what we're giving up to the other team to get their equity, but you want to give up Bryce Huff? Sure. If someone is willing to give us a pick for Bryce Huff, we could reroute that pick. To Dallas.
Of course.
No one's taking Bryce off. I mean, that's the Hugh Douglas project. Exactly. All right.
That's Hugh's boy, man.
I know. Well, you know. I mean, that's the one he can't live down.
I can't live down with that. I rode for
him. You predicted he would break the single season sack record.
Yeah, I did that. I mean, if you want to admit that I was wrong like one whole time since I've been
once, here. Just once, yeah.
That would be the one.
Just in defense here, I heard a caller earlier. Was kind of blasting Parsons about his antics as a high school player.
Yeah, in the Archbishop Wood game, the famous one. Yeah.
Can't happen here.
I think Penn State does its due diligence when they're recruiting people, and I think they checked him out and realized that maybe he's a little bit enthusiastic, but we could put him under check.
Penn State has a very clean track record.
He's not in the right culture with Dallas.
Shots fired.
Put him in the Eagles culture. Let the Eagles do what they say.
Exactly. Get him here to this culture. And yeah, I mean, look, if we were all dinged on the dumb things we did in high school, most of us wouldn't even have jobs right now. Everyone's stupid in high school.
Not me.
Well, right. Most of us would not be proud of the people. I'm not judging them on high school.
I never used to get in trouble.
Never. All right, Tom.
Me neither.
I got married in high school. So talk about that.
Wow. So you were mature. Tom, the rest of us were.
Hey, Tom, ain't you got six boys, though? So you
put in
work.
No,
yeah.
I got seven kids, four boys, three girls.
Putting in work.
It's a lot of work.
From an early age.
Yep. All right, Tom.
I'm retired now.
Well deserved, Tom. Well deserved. Tom, are you ready for your matchup in the bracket of Hughes?
I certainly am. Let's give it a shot.
You get our final matchup of the day, one seed. Distracted Douglas when we lose him. And then, of course, there's blind faith Hugh when for no reason he believes when things are down.
Well, like Bryce Huff.
Like blind faith in Bryce Huff. Distracted Douglas or blind faith Hugh? Who are you going with?
Nah, distracted Douglas.
Yeah. Come on. That's a 116. Come on, Tom. Good phone call. Distracted Douglas moves on. All right, so that means the entire first round is in the books of the bracket of Hughes.
All right.
And here's what I find interesting so far. All four number one seeds got through unscathed. No huge, you know, seismic upsets here. Plant-based Hugh, tongue-tied Hugh, told you so Hugh, and distracted Hugh, your four favorites to win this thing.
I think the best part of this, in terms of how the committee seeded these, was the one seeds.
I agree. But so the biggest upset we had was Trailblazers Hugh taking out Benedict Arnold Douglas. I'm disappointed. I
thought that was going to do a little bit better.
I put some money on Benedict Arnold.
Because that dog don't hunt. That dog didn't hunt.
Did you not?
We fought tomato cans, Rock. We were in tomato
Hugh,
cans.
You went on radio in Carolina. You told him.
Talking to a friend of mine.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I stand no business.
No, they had just played the Ravens and the Rams and the Commanders. Those were not tomato cans.
They were tomato cans. I stand no business.
You might not
believe me. I've been around Elliott Shore Park so long. I believe in what I say.
You were Benedict Arnold Douglas.
I mean, that was like objectively incorrect.
Tomato can.
Oh, it was a joke. I mean,
tomato can.
You went down there. You put a Panthers jersey on, and you were rooting for Bryce Young.
Do that. And they did come in here and play well, though. They did.
Did they, or did the Eagles not play well that day?
Okay, but they put up a good fight.
I got you. All right, Big V and Mount Laurel's up. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man. I can't believe it. All the number ones are still in place.
They all made it through. You know, that sets up a big week next week. When those teams make it through the second round, then we're really talking.
Yeah, I like to vote on that dog don't hunt Hugh and SOB Hugh.
There's a lot of Hughes. I mean, the committee can only put there's only 64
only so
spots.
Many Hughes we can put in the bracket.
This will be a yearly bracket.
There's about 600 or 700 Hughes. It's just like 64 of them that they put on the bracket.
Now that gives us 10 years of material, so we'll have plenty.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, okay, time. So listen. Joe, once again, you come up with some stuff that makes me disagree with you. I mean, really, you want to get this guy?
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Yes. He's a great football player, and his team has not re-signed him yet. I want to bring him here and put him on the Eagles. Big V, you're going to tell me why we wouldn't want this guy here.
Well, why we don't want this guy is, first, salary cap. Second thing is that Howie has a system of rotating, developing, and putting those guys out there and working them for cheap, and they reach stardom. I mean, this guy, he's got a great record. He's a great football player. But let's look at it. You know, we have been more successful in growing and developing talent than we have in acquiring. I mean, and I understand, you know, you want to make a trade because
They trade for A.J. Brown. I mean, that was a trade.
Yeah. But, you know, also, you know, you got to throw in Bryce Huff, but nobody's going to take him. That's like trying to trade Embiid. But, you know, it's just not going to work with our system. And as much as he's a great player, and, you know, I like the fact of possibly getting Miles, but, you know, it didn't look like he was going to work out either with the salary that he wanted. I think we've got a winning system. Let's ride that bad boy and let everybody else copy it.
So we don't need any more great players is what I'm being told by everyone today. We got enough great players?
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, offensive players. We got some great offensive players.
Yeah, we probably have enough great offensive players. I don't know if we have enough great defense players.
Do we need a lot of great defense players?
Well, some people think defense is a little bit more
luxury. Well, I'm just saying, we did win the Super Bowl.
But some of those good guys have walked away. They're lesser.
And they were guys. What, you got one guy who had one year wonder.
Wow, slandering Milton?
No, I'm not slandering. I'm just telling the fact. He balled out in the most beneficial year.
Yeah, but he's ascending at his
and
age,
then
like Micah.
You got one guy that had to take a pay cut to stay.
Mm-hmm. Josh.
Then you're all overrated.
And then you went to I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna call him overrated. I'm just gonna factually he took a pay cut and had to come back.
I know, you're right,
money,
you're right.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, Zach Bond, you know, we all know the Zach Bond story.
Yeah, he's a great player.
I mean, he changed his position. He got better at the right time, and he did great for us. And I mean, that's our system right now. That's what's working for us. That's what a lot of coaches in the league and general managers in the league are trying to do. So since we're setting the pace, the stone, and the model for what to be done. Why change it by getting a high dollar person because of his name?
Yeah, so it's not just a name. I mean, he plays really well. Big V, it's a good phone call. I will say this: the money thing is the most challenging aspect of this because we've realized this offseason the Eagles do have more, you know, financial long term issues than we
constraints.
Thought. Constraints. That's a great word. Constraints and fitting Micah's salary in. Would make it challenging. My guess is if they added a player of this ilk, they'd eventually have to move off of somebody else that makes a lot of money, probably on the offensive side, so that would have to balance out. So I get all that. But come on. I mean, for everyone out there who didn't want Micah today, having Big V on your side, that doesn't – I mean, that didn't help. I mean, come on. I mean, it hurts. That didn't help.
I don't know if that hurts more than next caller on your side, though.
Joe just shot the messenger.
I didn't shoot a messenger. I'm just saying, Big V's usually on the wrong end of things. Self in North Philly today is on the right end of things.
We were firing Howie.
What's
with Self
up,
earlier
Self?
In the week.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We're on to today. Self, what's up?
Joe. What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
gentlemen? Gentlemen, since we wishful thinking today, right? I'm a flip it on y'all. Like, I want Micah. I want him because what better player do you want to have than a disgruntled Dallas Cowboy fan that's in the division to go back and want to take the heads off of his team and show them y'all did me wrong?
I
want him because that fuels the fire. Not only that, but dig this. Here's where I flip the script, right? Michael Parsons, Penn State, right?
Yes.
Saquon Barkley, Penn State, right?
Yes.
Now, like the other caller said, now I want to put a package deal together where I can go and get wherever Reddick went, and I want Micah and Reddick back. Who's stopping that front?
Nobody. Tell himself.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, go get Michael Parsons and then go and get Reddick back. You know what I'm saying? And we're going back to the bowl again. Hell, we might even three-peat with that squad right there.
You know what? Here's what I think. And Self, good phone call. Great points. And have a great weekend. I think Self should be in the front office with Howie after that phone call.
How do you think that would go?
They'd have to get along. They'd have to figure that out together.
Personal beef there.
Right, speaking of personal stuff, we did find out this morning from a caller, a great caller, WIP, exactly when Hugh Douglas went from in his prime to Wash. I believe this is Kenny this morning on the morning show. Kenny calling in. I think really talking Wechter more than anything and Joe's legacy, but then younger Hugh Douglas came up.
In the meantime, I said I was going to give you guys a Joe Wechter update. It's by way of Kenny from the Dirty 30, who right now is headed to Clearwater with our guy Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter, the ultimate cliche, retires and heads to Florida the next
day. Wow.
Yes. Kenny.
No, not the next day. See, he's so used to getting up at 3:30 in the morning. He got a fire. Yeah, I'm picking him up at the Tiki Bar. When I arrive,
amazing.
Good luck, Kenny.
I'm not going to literally pick him up.
Good luck because he's going to have been at the Tiki Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, you got to understand something about Joe Wechter. He's a professional drinker. I mean, we have a great story about the two of us. We got to the Palm Pavilion one day and opened it and wanted to see if we could get there and close it. And Hugh Douglas was with us. Hugh Douglas only made it to 5 p.m.
that was very funny.
We closed that place. Yeah, it was.
Look at you.
Joe
what
was
a flex by Kenny right there.
Yeah.
All right. So hold on. Was the Palm the place we went the other night? Yeah, so Kyle and I were there the other night. That's a cool place. Now, what do you mean 5 o'clock?
I was wrapped.
What year do you think this was?
I had just retired. So it was like, this was the year. Wait a minute, was it? I think Ryan had just come up or he was on his way up or something like that. I can't remember what year it was.
Ryan Howard?
Yeah, Ryan Howard.
So it was 05-06. 05-06?
20 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Came up in 04-05. Yeah, 05-06 to break out.
That was the first time I went. That was, you know, we were down there. Had a ball.
Wait a second. You then were younger than I am now. You were washed in your early 30s.
Listen, and Joe will tell you. And that's why Joe did a great job of like taking care of me because they're drinking beer. I'm drinking liquor.
That's a little different.
It's a little, you know, liquor hits
that
different.
That does, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm doing highballs. I think that's what it's called, a beer and a shot. So I'm doing the highball. Yeah, highball? Is that what it's called?
We'll call it that now.
Highball. Yeah.
So I was doing that. And so, you know, like liquor hits. Like I'm drinking straight shots. And after a while, you know, like anything. No, I think it was tequila at the time. I think I was on tequila.
That'll do it.
So, you know, when you start like drinking tequila and anything like that, when you start drinking, it don't take long to get drunk. So, yeah, I was faded.
Yeah. So we found out when Hugh was washed, 20 years ago.
Give me the green.
You guys have a great weekend. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you on Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.